Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The issue of high seas marine protected areas remains a controversial one, but the idea is gradually becoming more accepted worldwide. While high seas protected areas have not yet been endorsed in legally binding treaties, their implementation is nowhere prohibited by international law. One of the fundamental tenets of international law, however, provides that no state will be bound by new international measures unless it is willing to do so. Consequently, the push for such protections has come from a small but growing number of states, and as of June 2006, is still opposed by others whose nationals are engaged in fishing on the high seas without controls. In a related move, the UN General Assembly put forward a statement in the Resolution on Sustainable Fisheries that calls for a review of progress on actions by states and regional fisheries management organizations or arrangements to address the effect of destructive fishing practices, including bottom trawling, on vulnerable marine ecosystems. This was catalyzed in part by a statement put out by the UN Open-Ended Informal Consultative Process on Oceans and the Law of the Sea in June of 2005, calling on countries to protect deep-sea ecosystems. Some coastal states have shown particular leadership in moving high seas protections forward. Palau, for instance, originally introduced the proposal to create a moratorium on deep-sea bed trawling. Marine protected areas can vary greatly in shape, size, and level of restriction they afford. Sometimes they merely ban a given activity. In an interesting move, the nations of the European Union recently declared the entire body of the Mediterranean high seas at depths over 1,000 meters off-limits to trawling. Though this may seem insignificant, it should be remembered that the vast majority of Mediterranean waters are high seas, since the riparian countries have not declared 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zones, and their jurisdiction only typically extends to 12 nautical miles offshore. Because the Mediterranean is deep in many places, and because the threat from bottom trawling was recognized, this step by the EU can be thought of as an important first step toward comprehensive high seas protection of the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is also the site of one of the only multinational designated high seas marine protected areas. In 1991, a grassroots effort originating in Italy stimulated a proposal for the establishment of a large marine area to protect cetacean populations found in a portion of the national waters of France, Italy, and Monaco, and the adjacent international waters. This concept eventually led to a tripartite international agreement to create the International Sanctuary for the Protection of Mediterranean Marine Mammals, also known as the Pelagos Sanctuary. The impetus for the sanctuary came from three directions. First, recently acquired knowledge of the presence of important populations of cetaceans in the area. Second, awareness of the existence of serious threats to those populations. And third, lack of existing legal instruments for the protection of the Mediterranean high seas, where most of these populations' habitats lie. In the United States, in 2006, President George W. Bush created the largest marine protected area in the world, the Northern Hawaiian Islands Marine National Monument. Covering 140,000 square miles of islands, reefs, atolls, and shallows, the area is larger than all of America's national parks combined. Recently, some news reports have suggested that Bush may establish five more comparable marine protected areas in the Pacific, Gulf of Mexico, and Atlantic Oceans, a tremendous step forward in the protection of endangered marine resources in the United States territorial waters, and a remarkable blue legacy. We will discuss these issues and more on future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole, in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.